KC9MIC.
KC9MIC, clear. WDADX Mobile on 86.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. You're the first early riser, ACATG.
I'm not early enough. You're still beating me. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good to hear your voice.
I heard you were out east yesterday. Where are you headed to today? Place fun? Oh, no, you said Petoskey. That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 30 bags full. Headed to Petoskey this morning. I've got two stops in Petoskey this morning. One more in. That'll keep me busy. You were all chopped up, and I'm not sure if it's me, the repeater, or on your side of things. I'm leaning towards a repeater.
I did need to hear a courtesy tone from myself, so okay, I'll stand by.
Yeah, a little extra power kicker in the pants, you know, get the thing started on a good note. Hi. So, yep, we got to run into the shop here a little bit this morning. Got to grab one thing I forgot and drop off some trash and then continue on my merry way north. I'll probably hop over on the 2-2, give it a stretch its legs a little bit once I get north of town.
All right, I'll put the radio on scan. I'll put the radio on scan. ACATG, 7-3.
That transmission was crystal clear, so there you go. But anyway, not a problem. Maybe we'll catch you over there. WDATX Mobile, clear listening, 86. Good morning.
give the old company van a good bath today. It is in dire need, but we'll see what time is allotted. So.
Oh, both my cars are in dire need of a bath. Well, and then right now, just because of the tree pollen and, you know, there's some rain and whatnot. And the other car, oh man, it's got that up north dirt road mud splashes on it. And it got back from our place in Antioch, I guess, today afternoon. Could be up there for a week. Already looking forward to our next trip up there, which it'll be a couple, 2-3 weeks before we get back up there. Hopefully we'll be able to spend, you know, more than a week on the next trip.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, my personal cars, my wife gives me a hard time because she thinks I give them more baths than I take. I take them to a lot of car shows and car events around northern Michigan, so I've got to keep them in tip-top shape, mechanically and cosmetically. So they're not perfect by any means, but they're still fun to drive and fun to get out. The one actually was at a Cars and Coffee here last weekend and enjoyed that. Now it's a matter of figuring out which is the first car show we're going to actually try to make. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't make one of our car shows here this last summer. I got a couple of play cars. They're getting a little long in the tooth, but I haven't had the Trans Am out of the garage for a couple of years. It's got an exhaust leak, but I haven't had time to try and figure out where it's at. It's an 84, and I think it's one of the old EGR2s rusted out. Because it's quiet until the EGR2 is saved, and then it gets loud. And you can smell like burning oil, so it's like, oh yeah, that's blowing right on something that we really don't want it to be. That's not a good thing, so. And then my other car, which actually is kind of a daily driver, it's an 88 Firebird Formula. And for the most part, I either forgot about it last year or we were up north, so. Didn't get to do any of the ones in town here. Well, let's take for one more go around. I'm parked in the lot at the dentist office. WGPT.
Understood. Yeah, the my one car, I just got some rims powder coated for it and tires for it. So now I've got two complete sets of tires and rims. So I can have it the nicer set of rims and tires for the summer and the car show season. The other set of rims that are a little on the crusty side, those will be our winter beater tires and set up. That car, I drive it year-round, all-wheel drive, and fun to drive. The other car, hey, it doesn't see snow. I try to keep it out of that altogether. And I'm not too concerned about the snow. I'm more concerned about the salt that Michigan likes to put on the roads. That tears them up. So. Anyway, yeah, we won't hold you up. You have yourself a great day, and appreciate the comeback. You have a good one. 73 WPAPX Mobile, Petoskey.
Okay, good chatting with you. Yeah, with the 88. The missus hasn't put it back on the insurance back on it for the year. And you know, we put it in storage coverage because, yeah, I don't drive it during the winter. When I first got it, I used to drive it year-round. I owned it since 92. It was the last car my grandfather helped me buy. He used to enjoy the haggling and that stuff, so. I hang on to it. All right, take care. Talk to you later. WPAT Mobile, I'll be clear.
Key West Lake, just to your golf, sitting in a parking lot in Manistee. Can anybody come back and let me know if I'm hitting this repeater?
K8UAV, you're hitting the repeater. I'm all the way up here in Charleroi, Michigan.
Well, good Lord, the MUF on 2 meters is absolutely great today. That's what I thought. I read the reports this morning. I'm like, I'm going to have to try to see what I can hit. I'm up here in Manistee, right on the shoreline, and yeah, that's great. Thanks for coming back, sir. You look great, but cheers off.
Roger. Yeah, it's, I'm just driving to one of my job sites that I got to go to. I'm almost there, and I guess they link these repeaters together, so they seem to get pretty good around in the state, so.
Okay, that's awesome. Too bad HF isn't that way today, but okay. Thank you. Enjoy your day. This is late. Fix yours off. Clear.
Roger. Enjoy your day. K8UAP 73.
D-Y-N-S Mobile, north of Gaylord, 75 northbound.
K-8-D-C-W. Yeah, Ryan, I got you. You're getting in real good. I'm assuming you're on the 1-9.
Yeah, 1-9. We're heading to Harbor Springs this morning there.
Oh, right on. That's my count. Beautiful day up here today. Hope you enjoy your drive.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is a beautiful morning. And I got to go down over to the middle. And I should be good to head south. So, not too awful much, but trying to decide which way I want to take to Harbor Springs, but probably just stay on the main road, I guess. I don't know.
You driving the semi today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not much better way to go than to stay on the main route. I would like to drive across Mitchell Road from Wolverine. It's a little bit more scenic, but maybe not the best for a big truck.
I've been down there. It was in the winter. It was sketchy, but I've been through there before. But I don't know what it looks like now. That was 10 years ago.
Hasn't changed much. Pretty decent road, but lots of turns. You got to really navigate.
I almost didn't make it up a hill. So, I've been through there in my pickup before too, but I might go that way. Probably not any longer.
Yeah, I usually jump off of I-75 at that point just because I'm tired of all the left lane bandits and police on I-75. Even though Indian River isn't very much further up the road, and it's probably a little bit more direct and easier to navigate for a big truck, but not as scenic and not as nice.
Well, I'm at the Vanderbilt exit here, so we're making our way north. And I assume you're at work right now?
Yeah, correct.
All right. Yeah, I haven't been on the radio a whole lot. I've been busy. Got family stuff going on. And this week we have softball every night, games. That's fun, but tiring. And this weekend we're going to have a few people from the softball group. We're going to cook out at our lake as a little park and cook some brown stuff down there and let the kids swim or whatever. So that's what we got going on. And other than that, we're just working. That's a big part of my life is being on this road. Thinking about switching careers here maybe in the next year or so, I don't know. My buddy wants me to go work where he's working, contracting stuff, so he's an equipment operator, so I don't know. I was just throwing that idea around in my head, but we'll see.
Yeah, I remember when my daughter was young, man, basketball took up a big chunk of our lives during that time, so I feel for you. But you know what? They remember it, and they appreciate that you've been there for them. So keep that in mind, too, and I'm sure deep down inside you love it as well. But, yeah, sounds like you're a little bit younger than me. Good time to make a switch if you have to. The longer you stay where you are, the harder it is to make a move.
Yeah, for sure. For me, it's just games didn't get over. I didn't get home to almost 90 last night, so they played quite a bit, which is fine. They had fun. And she's only 10. They're learning. She's not on a travel week or anything. So that'll really, if she gets on a travel week, it's going to be really crazy. But she likes doing it, then that's what we'll do. But I've been helping coach and stuff. I'm pretty good myself. And I've actually taught myself how to take pieces.
Yeah, you must be in a bad spot there, man. I could only catch like every third word, but I'll let you go, and we'll be listening later today. So have a safe trip. Keep the rubber side down. K8BCW.
Here's Kilo. Mixed your golf. Looking for quick comms check on the Mackinac City repeater.
Station just calling from Mackinac. Didn't catch your call sign, but yeah, you are coming through just fine. A little bit of static, but totally readable.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Mexico Sierra Golf. I'm actually sitting over here in Manus Peak, checking. I saw that the MUF is really high today, so I was trying to see where I can get with Simplex from my house here in Manus Peak Township. Yeah, that's a long haul there. Thanks for coming back, 73.
Yeah, good job. That's a nice reach from Manistique. Way to go. Have a great day. K8BCW.
Yeah, ESG is clear and moving on.
Yeah, I think I lost the repeater there, the 1-9 down in that hole. So, all right, Bentley, we'll catch you later. The guy from Manistique, have a great day as well. Well, we made it to Pickerel Lake Road, KDOS Mobile. KC8QVX, KDOS, you get a copy? We're in Harbor Springs here.
Yep, go ahead. KC8QVX. Find bacon on the grill.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I just made a pickup here. I'm heading down, they had one on. I'm heading down
closer to Petoskey to get another skid. I'm heading over to Indian River. Just wanted to make sure it's working.
Yep, no problem, it's working.
All right, well, don't burn your bacon. I'll holler out when I get back on the road. I'm going to be stopping here in about 5 minutes. It's getting hot, too. It's like 75. All right, KCAQVX, KDYS, we'll catch up with you in a bit.
All right, KCAQVX.
AB9NN, mobile monitoring. KDYS, KDYS, KCAQVX.
Southbound.
OK.
Okay, y'all done for the day? Get her back to Claire.
I've got your hand closer to DWIS Mobile.
Okie dokie. KCAQBX.
This is KDYS Mobile.
Yep, I hear you a little better now. Where you at? Yeah, go ahead, Ryan. I'm out here. Power washing these solar panels. KC8QVX. KDYS, KC8QVX.
KDYS, we're in Harrison now.
Node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Timeout.
That call sign was too fast for me. All I got was an S out of it. KFAQDW.
This is Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. We're mobile. I'm coming up to Harrison right now. We're heading north on Old 27, roger.
Yeah, that Sierra is made up is, all the time. Charlie and Sierra. Sierra's, yeah, I was right. I'm on my way down to take my general test.
Oh, you're taking your general test. Whereabouts are you having to do that?
Now, I live in Boyne City, and I'm going to East Jordan. There's a education center out there, and I'm going to take the general and the extra. I don't know if I'll get the extra, but I hope I get the general.
Oh, there you go. Very good. Heck yeah. I hope that you get it. I'm sure you will. I've been too busy with all the other stuff, so I don't have time to play around with the radio too much. HF leaves me kind of limited in a mobile, and that's what I'm always running around in, sadly. But yeah, we're just heading that town here. I'm going to throw a little fuel in the pickup here, and then I got to get something to drink. I drank about a gallon of water today.
Well, it's nice to hear from you. I'm going to take my general today. Hopefully, I'll take the extra. If not, I'll take it in September when Hamfest is up here in Gaylord. Yeah, I haven't even keyed a mic on high frequency yet, but I bought a brand new Kenwood 520.
Oh, nice. I guess. A 520. I'm not familiar with that. I've got a 590.
Kenwood 520 was made in 1972.
Okay. Yeah, I figured it was probably pretty old.
I just started in this ham. I want to see this March. March, I got my first license and spent up a little bit of money and built a VHF-UHF system. But hell, all that's just plug and play. There's no intelligence to that at all. So for high frequency, I decided that I've got to have to go to vintage. Something that's going to force me to go old style first. And then I'll probably buy a 70, Icon 7300 plus.
Well, I beg to differ on the whole no intelligence on VHF and UHF. It requires a whole hell of a lot more cost of feed line and antenna height to get the job done. And if you want local communication, crystal clear local communication without a repeater, you got to go above and beyond. So right now I'm talking to you from my house tower. Yeah, you wouldn't be talking to me right now if I wouldn't have set all this stuff up down here. So it requires a hell of a lot more knowledge than HF.
Oh, well, don't misunderstand me. I'm not slamming VHF, UHF. It just happens to be that cold, right from a brand new license, I just went to DX, told them I wanted to do, gave them $1,000, put it all together, and it worked. It was totally mindless. It was just simple plug and play to get started.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you spend the money, you can plug and play HF, too, or any of it, but you're definitely not going to put up a 100-foot tower. You know, 100-foot tower for VHF, and you'll get out to the county. Mine's only 70, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I've spent hours and hours. I've got tons and tons of hours working to make what I have set up. HF is easy. I have a slingshot. My daughter can shoot a line up in a...
For VHF, I've got all the parts. When I get back from this, when I get back from my trip, I'll put it together. But I'm planning on, I got a N-Fed 60-foot wire from Chameleon. And I'm going to put that up horizontal just off the ground so that I have an NVIS. Well, it sounds like I lost you. Anyways, you have a good day. KF8GDW, I'm clear, 73.
Thank you.
Sure, Kilo Delta 8. This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November. The Echolink node 593282, does anyone copy? Over. This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November. This is the only thing I could get to work here, is the 593282 node. Anybody read me? Over.
Kilo 10-9 KOP mobile.